Wow. What a day. I can't get a hold of anybody. Nobody wants to do my fucking show. Stancil is apparently at the soccer ball comedy club. I don't know what the fuck's going on out there, but I do know that Friday night was a hell of a hit. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to boxing. You know why? Because I pack heat. I don't have to know. All right, I just load a couple clips and it's fucking fun. I can't even get a hold of Stevie Lou. Just joking with you fucking fags. Look, Stevie's here. Stevie, it went great. It went, you know, better than expected. I know I bet against you. I've since apologized. It was a hell of a fight. It was awesome, man.
Your mic is topping out a little bit. Can you bring it down just one time?
Topping out still?
That's better.
Great. Better.
Thanks, buddy.
Still, 221 episodes in, still don't know what the hell I'm doing.
You got to fine-tune things, buddy. This is how you do it on the fly. You know, any good concert that you go to, they do the sound check before the show starts, and then the sound engineer...
I did it when I made the link.
He's making adjustments as the show begins, because it's not an exact science ever, buddy, so don't beat yourself up.
All right. Well, you know, we'll try our best to sit here, but yeah, the fight was awesome. Still good?
Yeah, you're good. Sound good.
Cabana King's here. He's my official fill-in co-host for the day. Now, I wanted to address this. We have two other guests. It's going to be a little bit of a packed show today. I want to address the fact that if you go back to Ski Mask Collective Episode 1, it's Cabana and I, and we were saying at the time, we are going to be bigger than Rogan. And Friday night, folks, proves that we are, in fact, going to be bigger than Joe Rogan. All right. If you think Rogan has half the balls to ask a UFC fighter what's going on below the belt, he don't. I'm telling you, he don't. Okay. That's the whole point of the commentary. It's when they're fighting, we're trying to figure out what's going on with the size. We need to know the size at the end of the day.
And I'm surprised you even have a black eye over there, Stevie. I mean, it looks like y'all were kind of hugging and, you know.
You only saw the last part of it. You got to be there live to see how these guys were actually duking it out. And it's fighting's kind of like motorcycle racing, Trav. They were winded pretty quickly.
It's all right. Well, you heard me. In a bar fight the other night. So.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Yeah, you got a bar fight, and then you took the dude's chick home, right?
Yeah, I took her
I got to bring these other guys in real quick to get a weigh in on this. Sorry to cut you off, Stevie, but I mean...
No, it's fine.
I guess, Stevie, can you turn your mic up a little bit?
Sure, yeah.
it's always something with sound. Quadfather, the great 49ers fan, is here, and of course we got Zero Dark Tony. What's up, boys? Cabana King here was at a bar the other night, and... listen, the fight Friday was crazy, but he apparently got in a real fight and took the dude who you fought's chick home, even though you lost your tooth. And she's still there, right?
Yeah, she's still, I mean, you tell me.
It's amazing what this guy finds himself into.
Is she breathing?
Yeah, check her pulse.
Put a mirror under her nose.
What are you gonna do? But yeah, me and we got in a fucking fist fight, and it wasn't too bad, you know. Finally,
so would you say it's worth losing half your tooth to get some sniz?
Yeah, I mean, I got to go to the dentist next week, which is good too. These dental chicks that I go to, they're fucking hot too, so I might pick up a few of those. And I mean, it's gonna be a whole party.
And then you'll fight the dentist assistant's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a never-ending cycle of teeth getting knocked out and boyfriends.
Yeah, and that's
how he thinks he gets women now. I mean, he's conditioned to just go up into public places and knock people out with women, take them home, fuck them.
Well, the good thing about it,
good move. It's a fucking slick.
I mean, they're running on toothpaste and toothbrushes. You know, I don't use as much.
Why do you block all his punches with your face, though? That's the part I don't get.
Ooh, great question, Quad. Yeah, so you got the tooth knocked out. You didn't block the punches like Stevie did. Stevie has the black eye, but, I mean, damn, did he block a shit ton of heavy haymakers Friday. I mean, Ryan threw a couple of haymakers Friday. I was like, whoa, if that would have landed, it would have been over.
I felt the breeze on the other side of the camera from some of those. If those connected, if one, there was one in particular that I saw, if it connected, I have a feeling that this would be a different day.
Yeah, he had good form on his overhand.
But I was surprised by how good your blocking skills were. That's what I would. That's what I was very happy about. Being there right ringside, and I was like, damn, you know what? I know he's been saying he's training. There's no way for me to believe you. You know, I mean, of course, you're my friend. I believe anything you say, but in order to know, I'm going to have to see you in the ring. And to go four rounds, no knockouts, I thought was spectacular.
Three rounds, but.
I thought it was four. No, I thought it was four rounds.
It was three, buddy.
But, what the fuck? No, but why did. Oh, so the guy. Oh, go back and look at the video.
I gave the fight to Steve.
I personally, my judging of it, I gave the fight to Steve. So
a lot of people have. A lot of people have.
There was some confusion.
I didn't even think it was close, except for the third round myself.
in the first round, he did. Really? He had a flurry and he caught me with that might have been the overhand right that blacked my eye. But the referee called a standing eight count on me. That's why there was that quick stop. Where people thought that was the first round.
Well, what I'm saying is, I thought at one point the ref said round four, or maybe the guys, because you know I'm half deaf. And somebody said fourth round.
Where like about three quarters of the way through the first round, he hit me. The referee called it a standing eight, and I was immediately like, "What?" Because he was calling it very, very loose or conservatively. So like anything that looked halfway, you know, damaging, he tried to break us and not have it turn into a fucking blood fest.
I mean, Ski Mask over here kept saying uppercut, but how's it an uppercut? I mean,
I've been getting clowned constantly for my commentary. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to boxing lingo, which is fine. I pack heat. I don't have to know boxing, folks. I don't.
I mean, I think people just questioned your bona fides when you called a punch the right wang. I think that
I did call it a right wang.
You were calling uppercuts undercuts.
And yeah, that's right. It was undercuts.
Undercuts.
Well, I mean, listen, folks, for all of you out there wondering why I was maybe using the wrong lingo, I wasn't sitting in this chair. Okay. I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt with a fresh pair of shoes and jeans, setting up a table in the middle of a boxing gym. I had no idea there'd be motherfuckers working out behind me.
Right.
I felt out of place. The music was the worst part.
It looked like a book signing. You start out like a book signing.
It looked like I was getting ready to sign some books, like Stephen A. Smith just sitting in the middle of a gym. It's ridiculous.
I also give the nod to Stevie's conditioning over Ryan's. Actually, I saw them when they were going. I feel like Ryan gassed out before Stevie did. Which was somewhere in the second round was the gas out point.
I saw Stevie starting to gas out early in the second round, but then he had a second wind. It was weird because I was like, Stevie's fucking getting tired, and then
it's a long time in that ring, man. It's a long time.
That's what it was, and I told you you needed to slow down on smoking, otherwise you weren't going to be
right. No, a lot of people said that, but you were one of the big ones, Cabana. I will say that. The best part, I think, was when the fucking guy in red got in the ring for honestly it was so random.
I wanted to talk shit on the live stream, but I'm gonna leave it to the fans.
There was a
preliminary fight. He was one of the daughter fighting the one. I was saying I didn't want to film it because I wasn't sure if I was allowed to because they were underage or whatever.
Yep.
He was like the dad, and then at the end of Stevie's fight he just hops in, starts being the ref in the middle of the fight, just hops in the ring, just starts reffing with the other ref.
Headlock?
Yeah, it was the guy. It's just random, out of nowhere, just hops on in.
Well, he has called him a shadow boxer.
I mean, the other ref was obviously a Crip, so he had to get in there and even it.
No, that's not. I didn't even think about that, Zero. That's not a bad call.
It's pretty funny. Like, that's been the overwhelming comment that I've received. Besides, great job. You guys both fought very hard. Everyone else was like, "What the fuck was that?"
One part I fucked up on for sure is towards the end, you know, you being one of my good friends, it was obvious that I was rooting for you to win. You
showed your hands a little bit,
Get him, Stevie! I was like, I started getting so excited that I forgot I was supposed to be commentating and doing a live stream. Now, I love Ryan, but I was like, oh, wow.
The action ramped up there for a few. There was a couple of fucking, you know. I'm not saying we put on a pro performance at all. I heard El Harib, I should say his name. Yeah, it is El Harib, not B-Dabbler. Everybody calls him. Anyway, he was like, it was basically
another guy who copied my act. Hi, El Harib, nice mask.
Hi, El Harib's lawyers. He basically said, I don't know what people were expecting. It was two amateur boxers who had never fought before, and it was basically like a home video of it. Like, what did you think? Did you think you were going to get a whole like pay-per-view event of two?
Right, and plus, like, I was telling my lady,
James Brown was going to come out and do "I Live in America."
Right,
I was telling my lady because I had her wait in the car while I went to go down and check, you know, the place out. Yeah. And the lady at the front desk didn't even know what was going on.
Right.
So I was like, all right, this is, it was completely 100% opposite of what I thought it was going to be.
And you had celebrity audience. You had a Gavin, was the celebrity? You had a nice
Gavin was there. Gavin McGinnis showed up. It was cool. It was
really funny. I introduced my father was there too. Ski Mask got to meet Big Steve Lou.
I took one look at him. I said, that's got to be Stevie's dad because they have the same schnoz. And I go, hey, this is definitely your dad, right? And he was like, yep. I was like, hi.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, he almost looks like he could be my brother. He's still in really good shape.
Yeah, he's beefy. Yeah.
70 years old and still got a full head of hair.
Big piece?
Did you train?
I didn't have time to ask him.
Schlong.
What's he packing below the belt?
Yeah, I didn't have time to ask him, but is it big? Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking down to his knee.
Yeah, beautiful. That's what we like.
Did you train because you knew he was going to go for your body? Was that in your training?
No, you know, I think that would have been overthinking it. The gym that I work out at, they were like, listen, buddy, you aren't even at level one, to be honest, in our eyes. So we're not going to talk about any real strategy here. It's just going to be, just get exactly survive, keep moving, know how to circle in and out. He's like, the biggest compliment I can give to my coach and his advice to me was, he was like, two punch combos. That's it. He's like, if you start throwing 3-4, you're fucking a moron. Yeah. He was like, if you want to stack two punch combos on top, then maybe do that. But do not think more than two punches at a time.
I got a combo most people could probably stack.
Right. You do got a stacked combo there. You're right.
Your body.
Yeah, the one thing about my pops I wanted to get is that, like, I introduced him to Gavin, but I just said, hey, Dad, Gavin, this is my father, you know, Steve Lewis, this is Gavin McGinnis. I was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you, that's it, you know, and then, like, you know, they kind of, so then the next morning, I called my dad, and I was like, hey, you remember that Gavin McGinnis guy that I introduced you to last night? He's like, yeah, what's up? I was like, so you ever heard of the Proud Boys? I gave him a whole rundown, and he was like,
gave the history and the lore.
Yeah, I gave him the whole rundown, and he was kind of like,
Gavin's a good dude. He's funny. He's
just saying my father voted for Trump, you know, back in.
So he was like, holy shit, I'm a fan. Yeah, nice.
He didn't go there. He's a conservative guy. He's a New York conservative. So
trust me, I know all about conservatism.
When I wrestled one year, it just reminds me of trainers. One year I wrestled, and it was like high school or some shit like that. I made it to like the state final.
What'd you do in the locker room? What was going on there?
I fucked my coach. It was in Pennsylvania. And I remember this guy comes out, his name is Brian Small. I made it to the finals. I don't know.
Was he small or what?
He was as wide as I am. So, I mean, he was like wrestler guy, you know?
Oh,
and okay. My coach, he goes, good luck. He didn't get, that's it.
Did he beat your ass or what?
It took him about 3 seconds to wrap me up and pin me. And the psych thing he did was.
It took me about four.
It wasn't, he didn't shake hands. He tapped my palm. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm dead.
You really know how to tell a gay story. All right, something's going on here. Quad Father, you're looking tired today. You haven't said anything yet. I know you did the karaoke. You were up late last night. The reason I have you on is because you've absolutely, as we know, my normal co-host is not here today. We know this is an MLC wrap-up show, so we have to do a little bit of that. Quad, have you absolutely been murdering lately? All of your appearances on MLC have just been outstanding.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Has Kevin reached out to say he wants you on more yet? Has he said anything, or maybe a good job?
Not a peep. No, he just said thank you or whatever when I've gone on his show. So he's giving me a little props, but that's about all you can expect out of Kevin, I would assume. I don't think he sits around and writes love letters to people that have been on his show.
No, he won't text me back unless he wants something from me, like an appearance. That's it.
I figured you guys all saying I did good is good enough for me, man.
Good deal.
On your ass, the one I tuned into. I mean, he was really getting on your ass pretty hard.
Ooh, oh, Cabana, you think differently? You think that?
Chad might have won that one. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, I heavily disagree, but. Why? I mean, you thought Chad, you know, was getting one over on Quad here, because Quad had the gumption to stay in there, and, you know, when Chad's saying that he's a nobody, Quad's like, yeah, you're nobody too. You don't sell tickets.
Yeah, but, I mean, the comebacks were just like, it could have been a little harder, you know what I mean? And,
well it's one of his first times on the show. That's the problem. I mean, when you go on Kevin's show for your first time, you remember our first time, Cabana. We were nervous as hell.
You did notice that Chad is not smart, right?
Yeah,
I would also suggest watching this week's episode where he got his second match in against Barry Ribs.
Yes, he did. Roast.
He's very similar to. He's got a very smooth brain, you know, pickled alcohol energy.
Why are we making this about Chad? Why aren't we making this about me? Come on.
Yeah, thank you, Quad. Great great answer.
I've never seen a guy in a wheelchair dunk like that.
Well, come on, Zero. Listen, Quad is one of my good friends as well. You can't go low blow if you're going to do jokes like that. What is this? I just sent the link to Stancil because he asked. What is going on with this Joey C. robbery? I don't. Is this a? Did something happen? Does anybody know?
No idea.
I saw. It's not really worth the time. We watched it on MLC last night.
Oh, I sent you a message last night, too. By the way, I want everyone to know that, yes, the owner of the gym did sit next to me and had me put up the cards or ask me if I could.
Yeah.
And I'm the one who said live on the channel to order some food. So that's where the pizzas came from. If you go back to the stream, I said, folks, he just gave out the address. Let's get some pizzas for these fighters or something like that. So that.
Gotcha. Oh, we lost your we lost Ski Mask audio. I don't know if he can hear me. Ski Mask, jump in and jump back out. Also, check your browser. Make sure you're using Chrome or you might be using something funny over there. But we lost you, Ski. Why don't you maybe go out, come back in? He's frozen now, it looks
Derek
like.
Derek and I were talking about Kevin Brennan a little bit the other night. And what I remember is now it's like you start to look at a guy like Kevin Brennan who – has been around, gosh, it's the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Doing stand-up. Yeah, for sure. I mean, and then I sort of think about every comedy club that I've ever gone to anywhere in the world, his picture's there. You know what I mean? Like any comedy club you go to, Kevin Brennan is one of those, it's that one, you know, that one publicity shot, but it's in every comedy club. So he's kind of like, and I asked, if he was on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. And Derek said, yeah, I think so.
No.
What,
no, he wasn't on the Tonight Show.
Or Letterman? Did he do some of those?
I think he did Letterman.
Letterman?
He did Letterman, yeah.
So, you know, that's like, that's just sort of a whole different level of operation, you know, because we were talking about how different shows operate, how different shows work, and...
Back then, you weren't shit unless you were on like one of the late night shows. So it was like
we were just talking about TB when you jumped out. We were just talking about him for a second. How he's on all the comedy club walls and stuff.
Oh, it looks like I saw his Letterman set is on. Look at that. Actually, all of his appearances from 94 to 97 are on YouTube. There's an account called I am not Kevin Brennan. And someone uploaded all of his Letterman's. So I'd say
in a different category. You know what I mean? You're just in a different. Different shelf.
Speaking of different shelves, the Cowboys are winning.
Goddamn weekend update.
That's right. That's right.
Happened to your stream there a minute ago, Ski Mask? Because your stream
Sometimes my Xfinity Wi-Fi just locks out, kind of like it does with your audio without headphones. You kind of have to speak for a second before it starts to work. I don't know why. I'm going to have to order you a pair of headphones or something for when you have to fill in here.
Buffstreams.net.
But, you know, for Derek to get in there and chop it up with KB or any of you guys to get in there and chop it up with him, you guys are he's a you're well, you're stepping into a lion's cage, man.
Right. Well, it's funny too because you know there was one time when I first started doing a show, I'd get so nervous, it would just bomb and be.
You drink yourself to blackout.
I drank myself to blackout on one episode, and when I said that Aaron Berg wasn't funny at the, you know, and I said Joe Curry was, which is I still stand by Joe Curry was funnier on the set, but. I'm not saying, you know, Aaron Berg's a funny dude, but at the time, I was so hammered, I was blacked out drunk, and everybody ran with it. It was like, what the fuck was that? That was crazy. I mean, who would possibly do that? And now I'm so comfortable on it. I'm just, you know, like yesterday, I said,
you said
hey,
Rich Voss was a hack, too, I think.
Yeah, I did say he was a hack, because he was acting like a hack. He was acting like he's bigger than everybody. Anywho.
Yeah, and Cabana, you're the first person I've heard say that, so you're what? Like... You're one in a million, man.
That Chad got one over on Quad.
Right? Yeah, you're the first guy that said that.
I definitely give Quad the
that he got
win.
One over on you. He just talked so fucking much. He just kept saying it, kept saying it, kept saying it. So basically, you know, that's what made him get the one over on you. But you'd come back with some heaters.
That's what I mean. Quad would come back. He was sitting back, relaxed, and he would come in and straight snipe.
He's always sitting.
Yeah, but so. Oh yeah, true.
Low blow.
He's sitting back, relaxed. It's kind of
oh, yeah. Shit.
Breaks on.
Fuck, see, that's what you get. He did that to you.
I'm still here. Hold on.
It was a spirit, like what's her name said on MLC the other day. I keep forgetting her fucking name. Who was the one that was on with Kate Meaney, the older
chick? I don't know. Sue Costello.
Sue Costello. Yeah, Sue.
One of the most unlistenable episodes ever.
Who is that lady?
Sue
Costello.
She's an old Boston comic from like the.
She talks like she's from Boston.
No, that's not a cat. She talks like a cat. She has that like dock worker sort of accent. Yeah.
She was one of the people in the fighter, like at the crack house.
Yeah, she was in the fighter.
I actually remembered her after she said that. It was like, oh, fuck, dude, that's crazy. Yeah. And then she was talking. She had her own show for a minute on network
TV.
Well,
that was the story that she elaborated on. She said it before, but that was that's crazy. I was getting into that yesterday, how she did get her own series, and it happened to coincide with the Mark McGwire, Roger Maris
home run
chase. So like the day that she was having the premiere was the day that he hit 60 like the 60 second home run, which every station preempted every all programming to watch that
yeah, can that confirm that was. I remember that
so she was saying that she had a premiere party with a bunch of people, and the show just never was on air that day.
Well, I mean, I hate to change the subject because, frankly, I hate Sue Costello on the show, but I think she bombs every time.
The one thing I want to say is that she said that if Kevin was throwing up, it would have been a spirit. She kept saying that it was a spirit that he, you know, was having passed through him. And I wanted to know, was it Chad Zumok's brother? Because that could be possible. If a spirit's passing through him, it could either be his father or his brother or his mom, maybe.
Well, I mean, speaking of spirits, and I hate to talk about sports here, Stevie. You know, Quad, you killed Chad so bad that the Browns were able to beat your 49ers last week. And I know, you know, Chad's diehard Cleveland fan. Do you think there's some kind of correlation between you destroying Chad and then his football team being able to beat the 49ers, who were the best team in the league?
Yeah, the universe felt bad for him, so they gave him one, I guess. but that was just a missed field goal at the end of a game, easily makeable field goal. So I just put it all on the kicker on that one, man. That's you get your whole team in position to win a game, and then one guy doesn't do his job, and you fucking lose. That's how football goes.
Or they should have been ahead from the start. It's not that big of an issue, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. Like, if you're not winning by enough to just fucking put a statement on it, then you're not winning. You know, like, people are always after the game. They're like, oh, the refs beat us. Or no, if you weren't winning by enough that the refs didn't matter, then you
don't show the phone, Chad. Don't show the phone. Just read it. No one else can see it. Chad does it all the time. Nobody can see the screen. What's happening?
26-3 Cowboys.
All right, we're up. Now I noticed that I'm not going to say the name that you have there. You're an asshole for trying to get me to do that. Zero Dark Tony, of course, you put on the Eagles jersey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, what's going on? What's going on with Philadelphia? They said it's the greatest city in the United States to live in. I watch murders happen there every day on Twitter.
I'll tell you something. You know, being my hometown, it's a tough town, no doubt. Always been a very tough sports town as well. Very rabid. What are colloquially known as rabid yo boys up there. But you know, it's gotten a lot worse. A lot of cities are just starting to slip down a drain.
All right, enough with the city. We got to get right back into Ski Mask Collective. Zero Dark Tony, it's your first time on the show. I'm sorry, but we ask every guest, no matter who it is. We've had a lot of big names on here because we are superstars. Zero Dark Tony, you ready? Big piece?
Sure.
Really? What's going on?
That wasn't an offer that he's asking.
Do I have one?
What's going on with the size?
Yeah.
Do we need dimensions?
We need to know what's going on below the belt.
You know, I've got my dude got me through high school. I know that.
Why are you comparing your cock now? See the gray beard to when you were in high school.
Wow.
Because that's what before it turned into two.
Ooh. So did it get a little bit bigger? Did it start hanging a little lower?
No, they split. It's like stocks.
Gotcha.
You know, it's amazing stuff. A lot of people out there are removing penises from their body, going on to become women.
He's getting two cocks.
He's got two cocks right now.
You gotta get an extra just in case one of these fuckers want to grab it. Grab your fucking hog.
Well, you want him to grab your hog.
Name two cocks.
End up making
Tony two cocks.
Know the real size of
your cock. Two cocks. It's pretty good.
We need to know. Yeah, it feels like you're being a little funny with us, and we like truth here on Ski Mask Collective. We always tell the truth, nothing but. No lie has ever been told on the show, so I know for a fact you don't have two penises. Now, so let us know the size.
Oh, you want actual dimensions?
Yes. Let us know how big it is.
Oh, I'm looking at like I'm looking.
One second. Stancil, I'm having a problem getting Zero Dark Tony to admit how big the size is. He's trying to be funny. And listen, I tell him we ask for size here.
I'm not
looking for tattoos. We need to know how big, what's going on below the belt.
I'll give you a measurement here. I've measured out my hands to approximately 8.5-ish inches.
That's all you had to say was 8.5. That's a big that's a big unit.
Big piece.
It's not the biggest one in town, but it might be the biggest one in the room.
Yeah, one second. Let my beautiful co-host talk.
We can hear you.
Yeah, well, this is like one of those fucking shithole BYB.
BYB.
This fucking
BYB stuff. Right now, yep.
This is why I don't every watch Monday, that crap.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8
p.m. You shouldn't have showed up.
One second. Let the man speak. Let the man fucking speak.
This is why those shows, they're all fake shows, all these fucking idiots. Anyway, all these people stink besides Stevie. Anywho,
you working at the soccer ball store tonight?
I started my show. Shut the fuck up! No, the Niners are about to get buried by so thorough Joe Burrow. So good luck with that. Anywho, I'm just gonna talk quickly and hang out in the background so you can talk to these other 95 untalented.
Sorry you couldn't show up today. I'd love to just talk to you like we always do, but sorry you couldn't be here.
Yeah, somebody's got a real job at least these freaks.
Oh, well, I mean, you could real job. We can do an AA intro.
I started the sports mask with this, but I want to say it on this show.
Borgo sucks!
Yeah, this is an indictment more on Kevin than it is on Borgo. At the same time, I mean, Kevin, you can't talk about anybody else's guest or anybody's audio quality or anything else if you're going to have guys just be paying your bills.
What an embarrassing like your audio and video is embarrassing.
Jesus Christ.
Cut them all loose. All right, bye. All right, I'm leaving.
I love you. All right, yeah. But yeah, Borgo stinks. Basically, I'll wrap it up because I know I was talking to Stancil. What Stancil meant to say was there's no fucking reason Borgo would ever be on MLC if he wasn't a high roller and giving fucking $100 super chats and he owns horses. You think Kevin would actually have him on unless he fucking was donating that much money? Borgo stinks. He's a fucking hack. He sucks Kevin's balls. That's the only reason he's on that show. You think Borgo's funny? No, he sits there for an hour with shit sound quality. He stinks. He's bad. He'll never be good at anything.
I didn't mind him.
Jim Stancil coming in hot. Enjoy these untalented losers. I'm out. See you next week.
He's using those big words.
Yeah, and well, he can only text in because he's on Best Western Wi-Fi. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, if you don't give any effort, then you can't be excused for bad appearances, right? Just like Chad.
Well, I mean, it's like me, you know, like I wanted to talk to all of you guys today. I didn't even want to do a show today, frankly, hashtag real job. But since my co-host couldn't make it, you know, he says he has to work a real job. But I could have done an 8 a.m. show. I can do a 3 a.m. show. I can do any time he fucking wants.
He can clean the toilets tomorrow, but...
Yes, he can get back to scrubbing the bowls tomorrow. You're exactly right.
I bet on Tuesday he'll be on In Hot Water.
Yeah, he'll be on time on Tuesday. Every time he's always on time for Gino's show.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Gino, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this. Now, of course, Stevie had the rest in peace on his taped hands. The GoFundMe's been getting spread around. Now, I want you guys to know this, and Cabana, I hope you're listening. This is true. If I ever croak, don't do this, because I told Gino, and I know, Stevie, you got problems with Gino still? Even though he's backtracking, are you still mad?
Yeah, I'm not.
I wanted to play this clip from Gino's show.
No, first of all, there was no backtracking. Okay.
That's what I mean. He's trying to backtrack
now.
No,
he's not. He's still
a hack. Okay.
Stancil sent a picture message. Let's see what that is. Oh, okay. By the way, Jim Stancil, oh my God, I'd love to fucking take it. I'm just going to read it. Jim Stancil backing up the play of fucking, I love these boys. I'm going to say it again. Fucking Ski Mask Collective, we fight. I fight with him, but it is, they're a young me and Aaron. You can see in my face. Here's the text exchange between Stancil and Ski Mask. Let's wrap up. Great episode. That's what we used to talk. And then fucking Ski Mask writes to Stancil, yeah, bro, that was fun. Sorry we couldn't get to Nick more. I will upload the audio later. And then he wrote, by the way, if I croak before you, never make me a GoFundMe. And he wrote, ha, 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 same deal. Now, I would love, and watch me pay.
Point is, I wasn't trying to say anything bad, but never make me a GoFundMe if I croak. Just let this channel disappear. Let everything go away. That's it. Other people on the outside world are going to handle it because none of this is fucking real.
Listen, your situation is different. Every individual situation is different. All right. We were trying to do was trying to help our friend's mother.
No, 100. I get it. I get it. I get it. I respect that.
On burying her son. That's
right.
My
point is
asked
me.
For. That's yeah. all we fucking asked for.
But so then why is everyone shit. Why is everybody talking about it then? Why the fuck is everybody talking about it?
This has been fucking blown out of proportion to such a fucking degree right now, and every other excuse in the book has been used in this situation besides I fucked up. And I shouldn't have fucking opened my mouth the way I did. I should have just ignored it.
So what you're saying is Gino should come out and own it instead of trying to be like, oh, you know what? Maybe I made a mistake. He needs to say, hey, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I said some wrong shit.
Saying that because fucking I've heard out of his fucking dirty, filthy mouth that because Quadfather and I have been going on MLC, this has any fucking thing to do with it? We asked you to post the GoFundMe, and you called our friend a scumbag. What the fuck else do you want me to do when you fucking have
but
been
Gino,
a weasel?
Gino's a scumbag. Gino's
exactly,
a scumbag.
Exactly, yes. That's
but
what
so
I'm
can a scumbag, you know.
Directly right now if he's watching, yeah. Okay? Because he keeps bringing up my name, and he keeps going, oh, I love Stevie Lou, but he goes on MLC, and I didn't say the guy's name. He's fucking... not being truthful and being
but this,
a weasel.
This is what I'm talking about right now. It's like it's this behavior. Whole thing, this whole yeah. GoFundMe thing is turned into us talking about Gino, other people talking about Gino, instead of talking about the fucking situation at hand that Bobby's dead and he's about to get buried. You know, people simply forgotten that. People have forgotten that. You know, instead it's turned into this whole, oh, you know, Gino's talking about this GoFundMe. And he's not being respectful.
No,
fuck him. Fuck him if he's not respectful.
He's bringing up. He's done this now multiple times. And he's done the whole time. This is his words. When you hear about the tragedy that struck our friend the other day, then you'll know why I had my opinion. What the fuck, stupid fucking excuse is that?
Is there
this
any
has
footage,
nothing to do with Chrissy Mayer. This has to do with our dead friend trying to get funeral costs taken care of with his mother who didn't have all the money. I guess they got it all together, and that's really none of our business.
Well, I saw some good, great donations, and of course we love.
Thank you, everyone.
We love the late Bobby. Yes,
but this is not a situation where you can just fucking weasel your way back out of it. Either you go in full bore and apologize to every single fucking one of us for the shit that you fucking talked, and especially to Bobby, especially to his family, because it's disgusting what he's fucking said, and I'm fucking sick of it.
GoFundMe for all that. We can just go to SkiMaskCollective.com where they have flip-flops. They got all types of gear.
I mean, it is very important to note that, yes, we want money to be donated to Bobby's family because Bobby was, you know, frankly hilarious. But there's a couple of stops, pit stops you need to make on the way, folks. And that is SkiMaskCollective.com. Now, Stevie, talk to us a little bit about how the quality of the gym bag was able to serve you. Was it good?
I fucking got it right here, bud.
Let's see. Let me hear you describe the gym bag before the fight. Oh my God! Look at this bag, folks. This is outstanding. Look at that. Let's see the bottom. Oh, yep. Penis is on the bottom, folks. That's right. That's right. And if you guys, I mean, if they want to know the astrodynamics of it, all they have to do is straight up look. Adjustable and removable shoulder strap, barrel shape, tipping. For stability, folks, sturdy fabric. Is the fabric sturdy, Stevie?
Very sturdy, buddy. It's actually very good quality. It's got all of those features as mentioned. But really the biggest feature that I must say are the penises. The penis pattern on the bottom. I've been taking this thing all around town. Exactly. All around town, through Brooklyn, on the subway. So I will say that the biggest quality is the looks that I get on the subway when people see the penises on the bottom of my bag.
Do they get intimidated?
They're definitely intimidated. They see dicks. Yeah. They see cocks. They know Stevie the way he walks. He's a straight man, and they know when they see him carrying a bag with dicks. Now, folks, listen, Stevie. I want to thank you again. I want to thank you again for. All right, yeah. See, he's got the gear. Look, there's the gear from the infamous fight.
My fucking gloves.
You could sell that memorabilia.
You know what? You're right, Quad. You could sell that memorabilia, and there's only one place to really do that. That's SkiMaskCollective.com.
Well, I will say, I do still have the Deadpool robe. So we have it's covered in sweat.
Yeah, people would love to buy that. I'm guaranteed people would love to buy that.
We'll wash it. We'll keep it in good condition. If anybody wants to buy a Stevie
if you cover it in cum, maybe Chad Zumach will buy it.
Yeah. Ooh, hey-o. I know, dude. You were hammering Stancil when he was on.
Or if someone wants to get Chad a Christmas present this year, you could buy that from us and send it to Chad as a Christmas present. I think he'd love it.
Chad. Right.
Fucking Chad.
So I want to thank you again, Stevie, for allowing me and inviting me to commentate the fight. And that's just one pure example of constantly being released, folks. Listen, winter time is right around the corner. You never know what kind of content is going to come out of this place. Get the beanie. Just buy the beanie. Just get it. SkiMaskCollective.com. You order this. It comes in the mail. You put it on. Now your head's warm. And you can, you know, further educate yourself on how this constant is constantly being released. And, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a problem with fucking Stancil too, because he was right there on Tuesday last week talking shit right with fucking Gino.
I haven't watched the episode because myself, just like many others, have since canceled their Compound subscriptions because, you know, I haven't seen Anthony in weeks, but yeah, I heard a lot of people have been canceling. Let Quad make his point. Let him make a point.
Sure.
No, I like on Monday, I think Gino was pretty much done talking about it. But then Tuesday, Stancil came on and Stancil started with the jokes. And then Gino jumped right back into the whole like fuck that dead guy thing. And then now we're here a week later. So all I did was send him a GoFundMe and say, hey, share this if you want.
Right.
On Monday, he had a little comment to make. And then Tuesday, him and Stancil went hard at him. So
now, do you think? Do you think perhaps, and I'm just throwing this out there because I have to play every party side. Do you think perhaps it's just Gino trying to be outrageous to say things like that? He wants you guys to react.
No, he was doing whataboutisms. He was like, how could I donate to this GoFundMe when there's people that are living that need money, and that people dying of cancer. Why would I give money to the, it's not for a dead guy. It's for his family. I don't
right.
know.
Great
what
point. Great point. Great point.
That.
Great point. You know what? You're and, right. You're right. It's not, today, it's, you're not donating to Bobby. Right. Right.
Stan
and we would take
got
care
no
of
money
him.
If he died tomorrow. Stancil
ain't got no money.
GoFundMe. Same yeah. fucking thing.
We want to
dude.
Burden the families with funeral expenses. That's all it was about. That's all right. it's only been about.
And don't so... share it. And don't talk about it. Like, if you don't want to share
it. If you don't
it,
want to, then don't fucking talk about it. Is what you're saying.
And
now,
don't
do you
it
think.
Up.
But do you also think at the same time, Quad, because of course I have to pay both sides, that him talking about it, even though he's hating on it, it pissed off a lot of the fans. Do you think it could have helped a little bit? Do you think maybe
nope.
that could have been a angle?
Nope.
No? No, okay.
People are unsubscribed.
Here's
know,
what we can do.
We
what I'm saying is, it would have helped people like actually donate to Bobby's thing. Because yeah. I donate $5.
Sometimes,
you,
sometimes
know.
You just have to read the room a little bit better, and that's all that is about, in my opinion.
Well, and then Ski, you said that. You said, what about the apology? And a Gino apology is, yeah, I'm sorry, but it's always the fucking but.
It's always because right. so he's spinning the whole thing to make it about him, basically.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, haven't we all seen Gino just kind of go for the, you know?
Funny when my jaw got broken, and what the yeah. fuck does any of this other shit have to do with the fucking GoFundMe for a guy that just passed away? So right. now we're talking about it for a week, and that annoys the fuck out of me. But whatever.
Gotcha. I had to bring it up because I had both you guys.
Nobody's trying to
get
point into.
Jesus. Go ahead. No,
if Gino,
I mean, we did
Gino
the karaoke
sound,
last.
If Gino was a sound, it would be this. You know
all
what
right.
I mean?
I don't know why I gave you that opportunity.
Yeah, it's literally a horn.
What I'm saying is that he is loud, and it's quick usually, and then he's like on to the next. A lot about kind of just bringing whatever sensationalism will come his way from saying things sometimes. You know what I mean?
Fair.
Even if it angers some people.
Instead of GoFundMe, I'm down for you GoFundMe. Go ahead.
Whatever, man.
Hey, listen, folks, Cabana doesn't have a correct mic, but what he just said was, instead of GoFundMe, it's all about GoFundSki. All right, listen, I was a big advocate for Bobby. We had some great interactions on that show, especially when he was bouncing on penis. I mean, it was just absolutely astounding out there, and we'll all miss him dearly. And shout out to Chad. I'll give him props if he was actually being sincere about throwing up that link.
He was.
That was a good thing to do, so thank
won
you,
some
Chad.
Points in my book that day.
I think laundry room. Absolutely. This comment: Gino is the heel. How do you not see that? He
right.
tries to be the heel, and I just
all right, folks. Now
I don't even think he doesn't even know what a heel is.
Yeah, he's not very good.
He definitely does. He's never
and
seen.
And also,
one
I
want to
say really quick:
chick.
Stancil was making jokes. He was actually just making jokes.
Stancil
so
tries
that,
to be outrageous.
Is not, that is
it.
Not
yeah.
as heinous. And,
but it got Gino
and,
fired
and
up,
bad.
And it lit the fuse so, though for
it
that
did.
Whole situation.
It did, but
and that's
know,
that. But that was
Stan,
that was Stancil's point. But yeah,
yeah,
it's
I have
it's
nothing,
totally true.
No bad ill feelings.
I'm, no,
Stancil
don't get me wrong. I'm on your guys' side. I just try to get down the nitty gritty. Now, of course, I'm going to move on. We all know I've been busting Luis J. Gomez's balls about not having any good guest. He's flying all over the place, but he can't put out episodes, which is all different. So Mrs. Kelly P went to Luis J. Gomez show last night, and I want to call her real quickly for the report to see what was going on in the crowd, to see if the show was any good at all, folks. Let's see.
You need to fight Luis.
Kelly? Hello?
Hello.
All right, so you went to Lewis last night. Was it good? Was it bad? Were there any decent crowd members?
It was good. The crowd was great. And that's all I got to say. Stop shitting on him.
Was Lewis funny?
Yes.
Okay, that's all you have to say. I like honesty here. And all right, fair enough. I'm not shitting on him. I just like to ask if he had any decent guests.
In the field.
And what's going on below the belt?
Yeah, did you get to see the size?
I'm sorry, you broke up. What are you asking me?
Could you get it, like, maybe an angle to see what was going on below the belt?
No, I didn't get an angle. Sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to be on cock patrol.
Well, I mean, we're always on cock patrol here. You know that. Sure. If you see someone on stage, you kind of have to see if he's, packing a bolt.
I don't think Lewis has any problems. I bet you it's all good.
You bet he's hung?
I bet he's hung.
All right. Well, that's the official report. Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it. I wish Stanza would be here so he could call you, but I had to do so anyways. Your thoughts?
No, I know. He's a busy man today.
He's definitely busy. Definitely packing hard.
Hi, Stevie Lou. You did awesome in the fight, by the way.
What else do you have to say about Cabana?
Nothing. Hi.
Did you like the picture that I sent you last weekend?
No, you're gross. That's incestual. Why do you have pictures of your brother?
Because there's nothing funnier than hogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you received any new voicemails from Ray DeVito?
Not lately, but you'll be the first to know.
Okay, thank you, Kelly. All right, go enjoy your day. Go Bears. I bet on the Bears this week. So we'll see what's going on with that. All right. Thank you for the update. Lewis was funny, folks. Lewis was funny. You heard it here. So, all right.
She's got a great ass.
She's got a great ass.
Kelly is a dirty slut whore name.
Whoa, relax. Kelly's a good egg. That's my co-host manager.
But so's Amanda. There are a couple names that are on there. Kelly just happens to be one of them. I'm not saying that anything bad about Kelly.
You can't call her a whore. You just say, she's got a great ass. What movie was that? The Score? What is it?
Got a great ass.
She's got a great ass. Yeah, Al Pacino.
The blind guy. Scent of a Woman.
No, it's not Scent of a Woman. It's fucking clown. No, it's not. Oh. No, it's not. I just watched it the other day.
No, you didn't.
Isn't that the one where he's the...
It's Heat. It's Heat. It's Heat. Guy? Heat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank you, John Doe. Thank you.
You're right.
Fucking great movie.
That was the scene where he said he did real cocaine.
Yeah, and he goes, why? He goes, don't get me wrong, she's got a great ass.
Great fucking movie.
I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt. Now let's get a little bit
video about the original story of that. It's pretty interesting. It was like back in the 60s.
Yeah, no thanks, not interested. I'm interested in
back to Luis J. Gomez. What do you think about the fight coming up this weekend? You got Mike Harrington, you got Alex Stein.
I have Harrington in the fight. He's a lanky homeless guy who knows how to take care of himself, and frankly I know Alex Stein. He's a clean guy, tall, don't get me wrong, Stein's tall. But I think Stein's a little bit over his head in this. I don't see it going the full distance. If it does, I'll be very proud of Stein. But
proud of our boy. Yeah, yeah. So he gets in bum fights like your brother, huh?
Yeah.
Bum fights.
Bum fights. What do you know about getting in a fight?
He's talking about the earth.
I'm looking at your front lip. I know about that.
What are they calling that event again?
Symphony. No, so here's what's fucked up about that event is I reached out to Stuttering John and he was down. So I messaged the promoter, Jason Ellis. By the way, folks, if you don't know Jason Ellis, big fucking piece. That really? Dude's swinging a dick, man. I'm telling you. One of the biggest dicks out there, folks. But anywho, Jason Ellis messaged me back and said, so is Stuttering John going to do this or not? I know no one cares, whatever, but I was hoping to set it up to have Stuttering John fight Chad. But, you know, both those guys can't be anywhere at the right place, right time. But the offer was out there, and it was confirmed by Jason Ellis that it could have been done. So they could have made some cash, whatever, because it's happening in Tampa.
Do the drunk off.
Do the drunk off. I heard, yeah, Ellis does go both ways. Yes. I mean, I would go both ways if I was had something like
he
that
does
hanging.
Porn, right?
Anybody listening, I have a lot of PTO at work, and I'm down to come up and fight anybody who wants to catch hands.
What is this fight with Alex Stein again? When is that happening?
It's in Tampa. What is it? Yeah, 4th. May the 4th?
Next Saturday.
Oh, wait, it's October. November 4th. Yeah.
I see.
What else do you see with the sunglasses inside?
The thing about that fight is that he invited Steel Toe, Imholt, whatever, to be in that fight. Because
okay. Or did Aaron invite himself?
I
because a lot of people have backed out. They were looking for fighters for a while because a lot of people are canceling. So
I think what Zero Dark Tony's trying to get at, Ski, is that him and Aaron are in a little battle right now.
No training boxers.
No, let's hear it. Let's hear it, dude. I saw that shit this morning.
I will tell you what I see. I just think that Aaron thinks he's a fucking expert in every fucking thing, and he gets a little over his skis. Sometimes.
Are you making a joke on Ski? No, I don't.
No, it's just you know, he gets.
I know what you're saying, but I mean, you can't. Don't put my name in jeopardy.
Do not ever.
There you go.
Slander. But you know, they were talking about that fight with Alex Stein, and I thought he was going to be involved in that event with that whole NLO thing with the fight. I just think he's a little.
If you're going to put on an event like that, I mean, you got to make ground rules, especially if it's comics, you know, funny guys like Stein, Stiltoe, Lewis, whatever. You have to establish ground rules, and that is the loser has to pull down the pants to see what's going on below the belt. In front of the crowd, live. No hiding it. Full show. Just pull it.
You got to stick the blue ribbon on the tip.
I mean, is it gay to, like, if you look at a cock, you know, you want to know what your friends are packing. You want to know. Is that gay? Am I gay?
If you're going to get in a fight and you got someone that has your back, you want to make sure they're packing, dude. That's
right. You want to make sure they're packing below the belt.
I think it's gay if you're wondering what flavor it is.
No, yeah, that's gay. Or if you want to know what it feels like, if it's throbbing when it's in your ass, that's gay. Just to see the size, there's nothing gay about it. It's hilarious.
The bar with the boys, you know, I have to check what they're working with, because if we're going to pick up a group of girls and all of a sudden, you know, a few of them get scared away by a small cock, then I'm immediately just...
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because girls, you know, they travel in groves. So one of them is like, oh, you know, I saw the small size of one of these gentlemen, so she's not going to want to fuck any of you guys. Yeah. She's going to think you all, you know, you guys come in small hoggage.
Yeah, so we're going to make sure that everybody's, you know, doing good below the belt.
Well, if you get, next time you see Alex Stein, have you ever asked him if he's got a big piece? I'm curious.
Of course, I ask everybody that comes on the show. I've asked you, I've asked everyone.
No, Alex Stein, have you asked him personally?
Yes, when he was on the show.
Nice. What'd he say? Did he get all embarrassed, or was he
like, I can't remember. It's been a while. There's only been a couple of people who've gotten embarrassed or taken aback by asking about the size.
Somebody's going to get hurt in one of these stupid fucking boxing matches. I'm telling you, it's dumb. It's dumb.
Why? I think it's funny. They're wearing headgear. They got gloves. Who gives a shit?
Have you been in the streets? Do you know how it goes down in the streets?
Yeah.
It is funny, but I mean...
The streets are a boxing match. At least they're putting fucking rules on it with gloves.
Match every time I go fucking pump gas down here.
They should just do exactly. I live in LA. They should just do this style. They should go out in the street and do it.
Added fucking gloves on, dude. They're gonna be fine.
Yeah. Stop being a baby. Beat the shit out of each other. What happened to real men, Tony?
I just think it's like, when did this whole like podcast guys want to fight each other shit?
Because it makes money and it's hilarious.
Did it? Did it though?
Get hurt in one of these boxing matches with the padded gloves and
everything. You got literally your hands are padded and you got pads around your head. It's fucking hilarious.
The way to make this a dynasty is we got to come up with some kind of alcoholic beverage to sling along with the package.
Who's we? No, you wait. You're changing the subject. You're saying it's a bad idea for these comics to be fucking boxing. It's fucking, it's fantastic.
I want
to
package it. I want to package it. What are you talking about?
What are you trying to make money off of it?
No,
let the fighters decide.
If you guys put together like a whole like network type thing, the way that the Keemstars they attach the drink.
I agree.
Alcohol drink to it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Lewis and those guys are already doing that. That's why they're putting on this.
They've been doing that forever too.
The money is the booze. If you could attach the booze to some boxing like this, you know, you got the like a cash cow. Holy shit.
I gotta find somebody to make the booze, but I don't want to put out I'm an alcoholic. I don't want to put out a drink that's not good.
What's the one they have? Happy Dad is one of them.
It sucks. I've tried it. Yeah. It's not good.
But, but it's in fucking stores all across the country. If you
make but nobody's buying. They'll buy it one time and they won't buy it again.
If you make something that tastes a little bit fucking better, you got something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that prime energy, that prime shit is all over the place.
It's
sells like hotcakes.
Just stick to the Dubra and White Claws like Stancil.
Shuly would beat the fuck out of Rob Saul.
I offered to fight Rob Saul, but he won't fight me because I wear a size 9. He wears a 13.
Shuly would wipe the fucking floor with Rob Saul.
I don't think so.
I called out Rob Saul multiple times, especially about his non-alcoholic beer at secret shows and the fact that he wears basketball shorts to a show. And I told him, I said, hey, I'll fight you, and if I lose, I will never talk about the basketball shorts or the non-alcoholic beer ever again. Ever.
Shuly is from the fucking desert, okay? Like, I don't know. I think he might have some fighting skills with some of his training.
Krav Maga or something like that.
with some of the, you know, they have to go to the military over there. So, you
Mossad.
Know, you know,
yeah. IDF. Yep.
I just think that, yeah.
Stevie, what's on your mind?
Russell has daddy issues. He might be dangerous.
He ain't got no daddy got issues. The guy's a fucking train wreck.
He's got all that pent up anger.
He's a fucking pill. He's a pill addict.
Yeah. Oh, he is the Saul puffed marshmallow man.
Yeah, he can Saul puff my dick after I fucking beat his ass in the ring. Stevie, what's on your mind? Take over the show.
Oh, hey, there you go.
You know, I did a hour with Ray DeVito and then 4 hours with Kevin Brennan and Pat Dixon last night. Wow. A little worse for wear. You know, had a boxing match Friday, then that Saturday. Been trying to just take it easy. Not going to be training probably for at least a week while I recover completely. I don't want to hurt myself after, you know, suffering some minor injuries.
You're in concussion protocol, right?
The funny thing is, it was not O'Doul's. It was actually, matter of fact, what he Heineken showed up Zero. To the Secret Show with was Heineken Zero. This is a real Heineken, folks. This is what men with big, large dicks drink. All right, Rob Saul, come see me. Let's set it up. I'm ready. I will fight you. Because you wear a size 13, I wear a size 9. We're the same size. I've been around you. Are you going to show up in basketball shorts this time, Saul?
I heard Rob Saul booths non-alcoholic beer.
Well, yeah, a little tired, I guess. The funny thing about last night, which I didn't realize too much until this, I didn't put it together until today. I started drinking as soon as the episode started last night. So it was like 11 p.m. on the East Coast. I cracked my first IPA, and by the time I ended 4 hours later, I was pretty drunk.
I cracked my 16th beer around 10 o'clock.
Go from completely alcohol sober to somewhat, you know, buzzed.
Well, if he had never put out the episode, he's probably still sleeping.
Oh, true. Yeah, but that was
really
epic.
Mixed a little puff with your
beer. I stay puffing.
Yeah, you're ripping a bomb.
Like the marshmallow man.
You're like, the stay puff.
I think one of the best fights would be Ray DeVito versus Casey Armstrong. I think that would be
okay.
Casey's a buff ass dude. He would knock him out.
Gino
one time.
Versus Ray. That's the fight.
Yeah, that's the fight. No, Casey. Yeah. No, Ray is not in the same division as Casey Armstrong.
Ray has
this was the same
Ray
conversation we had about Ryan and me. Oh, Ryan's jacked. He'll never.
Casey,
you know, like,
would dominate. Casey, no. Casey's a fucking animal. He would
Everybody
dominate.
Said
Ray.
Ryan's an. What did Aunt Mead say to you?
This is on a completely different level.
What did Mead say to you?
That it would last less than a minute.
That I had nothing.
Right. He would get knocked out less than a minute.
Come get your fucking whooping, boy. I got. Oh,
you
want to
fight
me? You want some? You think I'm gonna get knocked out? Come see the skill level that Stevie Lou has attained. And it's going to continue to hone. So if Mead wants some, I'll fucking take you out in the first fucking round.
Clip it, cut it, tweet it.
Now, I don't know if KC is actually mentally stable enough to fucking handle getting into a boxing match.
I'm telling you.
Right.
Ray has chimpanzee fucking strength.
He has a chin, all right.
Our tard strength, you mean?
Yep.
He's got the chin.
He's the chimpanzee.
Ray tard strength. He will tear your arms off and beat you with him.
Dude, I've been around Ray. Listen, I love Ray, but Ray cannot fight. There's no way he could fight or get anywhere near a ring. There's no way. No, anybody can beat up Ray.
He would just George the Animal steal the guy, just start chewing the fucking turnbuckle, then come back in there and just start wiping his face with it.
That's he might hilarious. Be one of those guys, though. He gets hit and gets like super pissed off and
that's
just like spazzes out.
That's what
like
I
George
think.
McFly.
And then he just starts swinging his arms like.
Yeah.
A fucking...
Or what's like? Have you seen my baseball? Right from Something About Mary. It's like if Warren, if you take Warren's headphones off, he loses it.
I don't think Casey or John actually would pass the medical thing that would need. Did you even?
We don't need medicals. He didn't. No medicals. You get in the ring and you act like a man.
KC has been buff as fuck since the 90s. He still is. He still works out. I talk to KC all the time. He's a good
dude. Why are you listening to like Aaron Imholt fucking rules? Oh, yeah. Me. We all got to get physicals and then we got to.
Exactly. How about we just do it at the beach? Let's fucking duke out.
Yeah, step outside in the front lawn and fucking get it done.
What do we need? Some dude in red, African American, like shadow boxing in the middle of it? Okay, need that.
Here's what was funny about Aaron and my interaction with him is that I get back to him on this one thing and he goes, I said, you're really delusional to think that you could actually train Stevie Lou to fight. And he says, you know that I'm a U.S. trained boxer coach. And I go look up this boxer. It's like you take a 50 question test about hydration and you get like a and they have a bunch of merch that you. How many of those T-shirts does he have that say he's a boxing coach that he walks around Minnesota? I'm going to go to Walmart. Where is my jacket that I'm a coach? I'm a U.S.
Well, boxer. I mean, I think you're right. That's exactly what we need is we need to see Steel Toe actually fight somebody. And frankly, I would love to see Stevie versus Steel Toe because he's a tall guy, a friendly match, because Aaron's been nothing but good to me. He's never done anything to cross
me. It would be a total sportsmanship thing, but I know he'd go and want it. Like, listen, I'm a competitive guy. If I like you or not, I'm going to want to beat you. I'll fucking take my whole family outside and fucking one-on-one basketball. There's no mercy. You know,
that's the whole thing that's going on here because Laundry Room is absolutely right. So is James Banks. Casey would absolute murder anyone in the hack verse, including you, Stevie. The dude's an animal.
Animal. He was like a very good athlete, and
still is. He's the
I don't
dude.
Want to underestimate
huge.
Stevie Lou, yes, you've been talking about moving on from boxing into a UFC style fight, so right?
Aren't that's you true. Oh, you're gonna start painting your feet yellow like all the UFC fighters do.
Yes, my toenails. I'm 100% down to maybe that's what I was thinking could be an interesting rematch would be Ryan versus me in an MMA rules sort of UFC octagon event where I think it would actually give him it would even the size difference because
size
what? You get, exactly, well, size you know, well, below the belt.
Stevie, you size. Were just talking earlier, Stevie. You started to talk about actual fighting. Someone asked you a question. You started to talk about fighting. When I asked him and start to talk to him about the first thing he comes at me is like a piece of paper that he has, not his record.
Cinnamon Lake!
Fight record. What's his fight record? Has he actually?
What's your fight record? Why do you care? What's your fight record?
Well, I did Muay Thai. It's a different thing, but.
I know what Muay Thai is. I'm very familiar with it.
But I mean, it's a totally different category. I mean, I understand hitting with hands, but you know, I'm not like a boxing.
He's either 1-1 or 0-1-1, I believe, is his record.
What do you want? What's next? You want them to take a piss test before they get in the ring?
Yes, I do.
No, it's supposed to be funny. We're not pros. Yeah, no one here's a pro.
I just want to know for flavor. What?
Oh, okay.
I'll go on the record to say that I do not believe. I know I said it earlier in the pre-fight bullshit that Ryan's on steroids. Mm-hmm. He is not the kind of guy that takes anabolic steroids. You could tell that he actually has natural power and all natural abilities. So
his cock and he looked at it. I mean,
that's right. That's right.
I'm not going to lie, Stevie. I thought you were on steroids there for a second. I was getting worried because you were calling me angry about like tweets and you were mad. And like every time I talked to you, you would have like this attitude where you're angry. I'm like, is he on roids or is he just like this? All this anxiety built up coming up to the fight? Because I could tell it's since left after the fight.
I noticed just, the
you
same
would,
thing
you were
myself,
just ready
Steve.
To. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Glad I'm not alone. So was it something you were doing or were you actually just very anxious for the fight? And now that it's over, you can kind of breathe again.
No, cause
you were tense. You were tense there for a couple of weeks.
I never do needles. I never put a needle in me. So.
I do.
Yeah. How big is a needle?
I just use a diabetic needle.
What are you sipping on over there, Tony?
Water. I don't drink, dude. You know, I can't. Hydrate. I have a head injury.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink either if I was an Eagles fan.
I have a I actually do. I have a TBI. So what's if I drink, I will end up like fucking Ray. So I'm not.
What? You're in a sprained ankle?
Your chin is just going to like spread itself?
Wait, TBI, is that 20 big inches?
Yeah. Hey, that's I fucking... see what you did there. Thank you. Traumatic brain injury. I've got head injuries.
Right. Oh, right.
I got some traumatic if you want to see it.
Because I got like a bunch of scars and stuff over here. So I wear these because I got like a bunch of scar shit going on in my eyes.
Who cares about a scar? I got a scar on my ball sack. You want to see it?
Well, I mean, it makes my head look lopsided, my eye, the way it is.
You should get an eye patch. You know the ladies love eye patches.
I do have an eye patch, but it's also brightness.
Ever well, you're prepared for the apocalypse, so those glasses do come in handy when that happens.
These are my white Morpheus shades.
Hey, if the apocalypse happens, I've got a gyrocopter and a snake.
Nice.
That's
all right.
Deep cut. A deep cut. I saw it yesterday that Gavin McGinnis actually suggested that I go as the gyrocopter guy from Mad Max 2 and for Halloween. And then he ends up going as Mad Max himself, I saw. He posted a picture. So I felt kind of honored to have been suggested as like maybe like a sidekick to Gavin McGinnis, right? Wasn't that basically what he offered me? Maybe he's like trying to work me into the team now.
He liked your impressions, and he was going to give you like a producer job possibly because you did so good.
I'm working on getting this face mapping technology down. As soon as I do.
Watch out, Kyle Dunnigan. You're getting replaced.
He's coming. He's coming.
I did see also that Gavin posted that they'll be breaking down the fight on Monday on censored.tv. So
cool.
You guys got a good shout out on the Friday episode too. If you go back and watch that one,
was it after the fight or
before?
Before.
They must have pre-taped it and then dropped it on Friday. You know they do that like a day earlier or whatever.
So. Yeah.
Well, it looked like it all's well that ends well. You know, you end up shaking hands, going and having a beer. That's really the spirit of battle. You get to know a man better fighting him than laughing with him.
That was cool. That was cool to see. They duked it out like men in the ring, and then afterwards, you know, had the words, gave each other great affirmations, you know, saying, hey, you did this good, this was good, it was awesome, it was cool. Then going to have the beers, of course. I wish I could have stayed.
Like, the last thing I'll say about the whole stuff, because I did tell Pat last night on Kevin's stream that I've completely now turned a page in my, you know, book in my life where I'm not going to continue to berate, badger, harass, comment on that whole situation from a year and a half ago. But to be honest, there is something to be said about the way that Ryan and I went about our differences and how we were able to settle them. You know, like there are better ways out there. And again, I'm not casting any judgment on, you know, Mr. D. For what happened there and how he's having to deal with it. But and I'm not saying that Gino and Pat should have just boxed and they would have got better over it. But I'm just saying, like, as a general point, you know, there is better ways sometimes to go about settling differences.
Right. So we're not team sucker punch now that Gino pissed us off?
That really doesn't have too much to do with it. I know that may really not be believable. Like, I honestly feel that I would have felt this way whether or not Gino tried to motherfuck our dead friend a few days before the fight. You know, I'd like to think that, but who knows? You may be onto something.
I mean, wasn't there footage of, I'm sorry, just to say, someone said sucker punch. Now, to me, when I saw that footage, that dude walked all the way across the fucking bar to punch
right.
it. Okay.
Well, that's kind of the thing, too. That's kind of what's different about it. Kind of what's different about it is, you know, both those guys were in the same area. So Gino did something to piss off Pat so bad. He's like, fuck it. I know he's close to me. He can't just run to Twitter and, you know, call him out and schedule a fight. Those guys are real close. He's like, I know he's at Sullivan. So he just goes over there while he's still fucking pissed and throws a fucking haymaker and breaks his jaw. You know,
I'm going to stand by that, what I just said there, that I'm, you know, no longer really going to have any comments, negative or positive, about the whole thing. I've completely moved on.
Water I could care less. I mean, I think it's hilarious. It's created a lot of content.
It's just something that I want to do personally for the whole situation and probably for my own betterment because people have said, people are like, you shouldn't get involved with other people's problems. Like, that's really kind of what I did here. So I have to have some, you know, introspective and think. Yeah, you know, and there was
you sound like Bruce Lee all of a sudden.
You think you're some kind of big fighter? Deep.
Yeah, be water, my friend. Fuck well,
at the end of the day, too, it was like, and I said this to Derek on Loose Cannon this week. I was like, honestly, I just wanted to fight. I had this like just itch to fight, and it didn't really matter who it was going to be. I really wanted to do this.
Yeah, you got it out of your system.
I've thought about, you know, in the past, and I had an opportunity to become, you know, a boxer. That's the thing. It's like I can, to a certain extent, call myself a boxer.
Yeah, now, dude, you were in the ring. I mean,
you know, I've
there.
Had one amateur fight. You know, I'd love to maybe do it again, but I may not do it ever again. I will continue to train because I do love the gym that I go to and just the positive effect that it's had on my life.
Was that considered an amateur fight?
What's that?
For boxing, was that considered an amateur fight or an exhibition?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you would have saw the prelims, I mean, those guys have probably been doing it far longer.
Yeah, that's a good question. It may have been an exhibition. I'm going to count it as an amateur fight, but I would need to go check what the official ruling is on
ask
that.
Ask Aaron. He's a
legend. Yes, I'll ask the coach.
Yeah.
The USA Boxing Committee coach, which I think is hilarious. I love Aaron, but I love that you're going after him, too.
It's hilarious. I mean, send him a link and get him on air. No, I think I'm going to wrap it up today, folks.
Ski, if there was someone in the Devilverse that you could box, who would it be?
Besides Rob Saul.
Is the only person.
He won't do it. Like someone actually that might actually take you up on it.
What about Granny? Would you fight Granny?
No.
He's kind of a puss. Let's not go.
Yeah, Granny put in some good work. I saw that fight between him and Triple G. We'll save it for tomorrow's BYB if you want.
And first of all, I hate the word Dabbleverse. It's absolutely makes me want to jump out my window, Quad. You know that. You shouldn't have said it. I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody really I care to fight besides Rob Saul, really. So Rob Saw, if you're listening, let's box. Come on,
you are single focused on that one. You have one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the only person that's really pissed me off to the point where it's like he's so ridiculous that he gets out of rehab, shows up to a party with non-alcoholic beer, and thinks it's not a problem. Like, dude, just drink water. What are you doing?
Yeah, dude, that's just
asking. Don't make it a fucking point. And then the fact that I called him out about it, and he wants to say I stink. Rob Saw, you stink.
That's like trying to run a marathon after heart surgery. You know what
just,
I mean?
You know, it's just dumb. It's like, I don't know. I can't explain it.
The last time he was supposed to be on my show, he blew me off because he was scared to answer.
See that? That makes me want to fight him even more.
He didn't want to be asked the real questions, all the questions that Shuley and all those guys didn't ask him.
I want to go on record. Again, I hate to just do this twice in a row. Rob Saul was very helpful in organizing the fight between Ryan and I. So I've got nothing bad to say right now.
We're trying to start new beefs, not.
I mean, I'm not. No, old beefs. I've been beefing with Rob Saul.
They have been beefing for a long
time. Since I was living in Southbury when I was doing the FGTZ show, man.
Shit, I had beef with Rob, but we've worked it out. That's the thing, too, man. Like, it's an amazing thing, man.
Is that AI Stevie Lou up there? Who the fuck is this guy?
I was going to box. I wanted to box Ray for a while, and I called him out for Atlantic City. But when I saw him in Atlantic City, I'm like, I love this guy. I can't fight him.
Yeah, but I also think if anybody gets in the ring with Ray will kill them. Sorry.
No. Dead. Have you met Ray in real life? You would change your opinion 100%.
Yeah, but I think he's just one of those guys who just snap.
No. You're 100% wrong. You're 100% wrong.
I see what he's saying a little bit.
I don't.
If you hit Rob Saul too hard, you might actually turn him gay like his dad, though.
He's already gay, so I might turn him gay.
Wow.
Shots.
That's right, Saul. Get the cock out of your ass and fight me.
Yeah, man, that would be it. That would be quite a thing. Do a multi card event.
Cock fight.
Yeah. Compare size before and after the fight. No, I'll probably be on Adderall, so I don't want to compare size then.
Well, that's what Tale of the Tape is all about, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you have the weigh-in, and then you have the measurement.
Don't forget the girth.
Tape measures don't lie.
The girth.
I know. I mean, it's like that time when I hopped on the Backyard Boys cast. I was high on Adderall, and I decided to whip it out. I'm like, that was a bad call because it looks small as hell. It's two inches on Adderall, 7 inches without. Ridiculous.
All right, buddy, let's wrap it up.
I got something you can wrap up. If you want to leave, you can just leave.
Okay. I got to go, though. So,
I do plugs.
Check out the BYB podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Derek will tell you more about that. StevieLou.com is where you go to see the high-def angle of the fight. So far, the best angle. My buddy David Gugino, who was there filming on the side, filmed the trip up as well. He's going to take some clips from some of these shows that we've been doing before the fight. He's going to put together a little mini documentary. I'm really excited to see how that all turns out. But just wanted to thank you, Ski Mask, and everybody, please like, subscribe, share.
Thanks again from the bottom of my heart. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
And thank you, two guys, Tony and Derek.
See you, brother.
You're the man.
I'm going to dip.
All right. Yep. Later, brother. Oh my God, what a day. I actually have shit on it. It's 247? Godly, all right, man.
Well, I'll check out too. Just give me a follow over there at Zero Dark Tony. I have a new Twitter, ZeroDarkTony_TV.
And how long is that going to last?
It depends on how long the goons
are. You wear depends?
Depends. Yeah, you know, but just give me a sub over there on.
I got a big sub, 6 inch for
you, Dog Tony. Yeah, you can get the 6 or the 12 here. We average it out. And thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on here. I hope to be on.
Absolutely, man. Next time I'll have you on with my beloved co-host Stancil, and we'll really break you down, know what's going on below the belt.
Appreciate it. No, you really got to get in there and see what's going on.
Yeah, today was a little bit of a packed house, so we couldn't focus too much on what's going on over there. But I appreciate you joining.
Offer my talent and my gooch. Thank you, boys.
Yes. See you on the next thank one. You.
All right now.
Eagles suck.
Enough Cowboys with the fucking hacks.
Jets suck.
Jets do stink, dude. They're bad. I don't even know what's going on out there. I'm going to check our parlays. I'm going to call Mr. Vinny right after the show, see what's going on over there. Quad, any final thoughts? What's going on? You look tired. Was the karaoke
killer? I stayed up late, man. Whatever. I wasn't ready to do it's
fucking it, Sunday. You're supposed to look tired.
It's Pacific time, man. I'm out here on the West Coast, like trying to wake up early and do shows with you, man. It's different. You guys are all like middle of the afternoon.
I like to get it over with. That way, I can drink some beers, blow off my porch, do my dishes, whatever else I got to do.
It's great, man.
It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah. So anyway, BYB boys, we're doing the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern. But Tuesday is Halloween. We're gonna do a 6 hour and 66 minute stream on Halloween. Really?
What time does it start?
We're gonna end exactly at midnight, so we're starting 6 minutes till 5.
Send me the link like always. So, I might hop on and say what's up.
Hell yeah, cool. Man. Yeah, like
I get off work at like 5 o'clock, I think.
I was hoping a bunch of you guys would just pop in for guest host spots whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, send me the link. You're and welcome. If I have time, I'll absolutely hop on that. I don't know what I'm awesome, doing. Brother. I'm gonna be working. But
it's a crossover episode with No Filter people.
I don't know who that is.
Bobby Nick and Stormy and Scott Fitzpatrick and all those people over there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, cool. Thanks as always for coming on. Like I said, again, you've been killing it on MLC lately. I hope to see more. So keep up the fucking good work. It's
coming for you, Chad.
Coming for you, Chad. Suck his balls. Suck his dick. Get in the taint area if you can, Chad. Because, Chad, I mean, I got to say, you've been killing it a little bit lately. And it hurts for me to say that, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on out there. People expect me to know what's going on with all these different shows. And listen, the truth of the matter is, I got a new job that I really like. So I do this show on the weekends, and I watch MLC every day. That's it. There's really nothing else I have time to delve myself into. So this whole, ooh, universe, ooh, look at us in the universe. Just don't bother me with that shit. Get it out of my fucking face. Just go to my website, buy the underwear. Buy something that has a penis on it. Who cares? You know, I got a DM the other day from a guy who said, I'm going to regret doing this in 5 years. Am I? I'm 28 years old. You know I'm a grown-ass man. If I would have regretted it, it would have been a long time ago. I've been talking about dick since I was 15 because it's fucking funny. I'm not going to regret any of this. It's hilarious.
Right.
Oh, who, like, yeah, I mean, so the patience and balls on somebody to send me a message like that. Oh, you know you're going to regret doing these shows in 5 years when you actually grow up. I'm never going to grow up. I can promise you that. I'm never, ever going to grow up. I will be a child
ask
forever.
Ask Barry Ribs if he's embarrassed. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Quad. Beautiful point. Ask Barry Ribs if he's embarrassed by getting fucking killed by Quadfather on MLC. Barry Ribs stinks. He shows up with a bowling ball bag everywhere he goes. Anyway, what else is going on? Anything? Should we wrap it up, I guess?
Yeah, not much going on, man. Just
I got some gambling to do, so I'm going to go fucking check out what's going on with the games. Go Niners! Go Cowboys! Quad, love you. Send me the link on Halloween. I'll absolutely pop in for that. And let's put the best foot forward, folks. Bring home the troops.